You're listening to the show about a land of lawlessness and bullfrog bladder Reebok pumps. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina, and nobody knows the trouble Will's seen. Nobody knows but Rafina.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Excuse me, Auntie. Excuse me. That's what everyone calls their elders. BTW.
Okay.
Auntie.
Got it.
That's why.
For the record, she's pretty young, but you may refer to her that way as a.
Really? She's young?
She's not like an old lady or something like that.
Oh,
she's pretty young.
I was imagining.
She's an elf, she was... so it's a little hard to judge, but she doesn't look old.
Oh, she's an elf. I thought
she was
an
elf.
One.
Yeah, I
you
thought
know
she
like
was...
500 years old.
She's a dwarf like Brom.
Oh, shit.
It's actually Brom, guys. You
oh
didn't
my God,
know.
It's Brom. Hey!
All right. Well, auntie is just a term of respect.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to negate what you were saying. I just wanted to make sure I was painting a clear picture
in terms of who you were
viewing there. So
excuse
you could still...
me, auntie. Auntie.
Yes.
Tell me more. Tell me more about the anglerfish. We're curious. We are curious about its whereabouts.
We? Who's we? Who's we? Now she
Don't
looks
worry.
Suspicious. She's
I look around and I said, oh, I lost my friends. But don't worry, they're here somewhere.
Oh, I have friends around too. Yes. The anglerfish, well, it's gone.
I know.
You do? She gets down off of her box and scurries over to you.
Well, I mean, I don't have it here, so it's not here. So in that sense, it's gone for sure.
Well,
yeah, tell me more.
It's not in the lake.
Did it go away when they put up this dam?
Well, the dam's been here. No. There's no dam. No. The anglerfish. It's gone. It's only just recently. You could feel its presence. You could feel it. It's soothing. It's knowledge. It's wisdom flowing through you. But it's not there anymore.
Oh, Auntie, this is terrible.
Yes, it's terrible. It's horrible. No one will do anything about it.
Who should we talk to?
We can talk, but not here. Where are your friends? I need to see them.
Okay, I will get them. Just one moment. But also, have you talked to any of the desert mothers?
No. Don't talk to them.
Really?
Don't talk to them. They're in on it.
Oh. Hmm.
No! The desert mothers, they're good. They're in charge. They know what's... No, don't trust the desert mothers.
Oh, auntie, I feel like there's another auntie inside you that's arguing with you. All right, I'm going to go get my friends. Are you going to be here?
Yes, go.
All right.
Be surreptitious.
That's a big word. Okay, I will.
It means sneaky.
I know.
Sounds like it was a cheer. Be surreptitious.
Be surreptitious. Surreptitious. Tishus. Be surreptitious.
Be surreptitious.
Oh, no.
He bailed on spelling surreptitious.
Surreptitious. Yeah, surreptitious.
S-Y-R-U-P.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Gwen's happy.
Yummy. Okay, so I'm gonna go back and try to collect my friends in their various places.
And you see Gwen and Bathwack emerging from an alleyway over on the right. And
did they just have a tryst?
Probably.
I bet.
That's a safe assumption.
Gwen would definitely look very
ruffled.
Ruffled, flustered.
Yeah, and Bathwack's bleeding a little bit, so that also scans.
Oh God!
Are the clothes askew?
Definitely.
Oh.
Bathwack's hair is sticking straight up.
S-U-S-P-I. C-I-O-U-S.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of dirt on me, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And where's Will?
Yeah, I know. Like, you can, where am I?
You see him wending his way over towards you with Shimi sort of trailing behind. And he's holding something. It's hard to tell in the crowd, but you see him just pulling his shoulders in and trying to make his way towards you without touching as few amount of people as possible.
I'm casting Mage Hand every once in a while to push somebody to the side.
Someone in the Discord gave you the idea to use Mage Hand to
said a brilliant thing
to help with your social anxiety.
You should credit the person.
I'll search it real quick.
It was so brilliant. They said to cast Mage Hand specifically as an invisible glove to shake hands without ever touching anybody. Mm-hmm. It was very,
that's hysterical. I love that.
Very funny.
Fenriz on Discord. I don't know.
Oh, nice. That's,
thank you, Fenriz.
I don't know if Discord. Do we ever acknowledge the Discord on our podcast in our actual speech?
We just did.
So who knows if we have before.
Yep. We have a Discord, guys. Check out the episode descriptions for a link. It's a permanently open invite. You can join us. Right now, there are 37 members on our Discord.
Hearty.
But guys,
hearty.
Nothing's permanent. Don't listen to Eric.
It never expires. It's a non-expiring invitation link.
Wow. That I can accept.
Yep. Anyway. So yeah, you...
Mm? Yeah. Yeah, just I'm just using
conveniently,
like a...
everybody is converging on you, Rafina.
Oh, guys. There's a lady over there. See that elf? See that elf woman? With that wide berth around her.
Oh my God, I want her to teach me her ways. That looks amazing. Do I just start randomly shouting? Because I heard her shout, but I don't
know. Do you need me to shout for you?
Nay, get out of my way! No, I don't. I can do it perfectly well. You obviously don't know me very well.
Oh, but then they'll be looking at you. Maybe I'll shout, they'll look at me and stay away from me, but I'll stay close to you.
I don't mind being looked at.
Okay. You're still shouting then.
Never mind. This is irrelevant. What's happening with the lady?
She is saying that the anglerfish has disappeared, and she also is having some sort of inner dialogue problem where she keeps contradicting herself, and I'm a little worried that it's a little wormhole-y. Remember how some things are happening in our story, mm-hmm. in our personal, like in our, in it, they don't line up anymore, guys. You know?
No, yeah. I don't.
Oh, well, you don't. Shimi.
I need to talk to her because I'm having wormholiness in my brain too.
Oh, see, she wants to talk to us. This is perfect. Yay. And I clap my hands.
Wait, okay. I don't want to go talk to a bunch of wormhole brains. That sounds terrible. What's happening with you, Gwen? What do you mean wormhole brain?
I'm just saying, like,
you get that if you swim in certain swamps.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is it contagious? I will leave.
I don't know. I caught you're not sleeping.
Yeah, but like maybe that's because we're really special and you want to spend more time with us. So
did you give her a disease, Will?
Me?
Are you contagious?
Ew, Shimi, look at me. Do I look like I could even carry a disease? It would just slide right off this...
Oh, you flicked it at me.
Oh, fuck you, Shimi. But really, what's this lady? Anglerfish, we knew that the trout was saying that the anglerfish might not be here. Is this an issue? So she also feels that, but like people think she's weird? Is that what's happening? Because that's...
I don't know if people think she's weird, but they certainly didn't seem to want to talk to her. But she, here's what she, you should come with me and you can hear what I'm saying. But she said the dam was there always, but also it wasn't there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my mind is messed up because I don't know what Tivoli is, but I know what Tivoli is. And you know, it's snowing is weird, but it's not. But it is, but it's not.
You didn't used to think it was weird. Gwen, we broke you. I'm so sorry.
I know what I know, and I know what I used to not know. And I don't, does this make any sense? Because I'm getting wormholy.
It's just like the guy on the bench that do talk to. And also, yeah, this is just.
What happened to that guy?
He He remembered that gnomes existed, but he also said they didn't exist, which is what apparently everyone... You don't know what a gnome is, I'm guessing, Shimi, huh?
A what?
And then he died.
And then he died, yeah.
Hey, what?
But
it doesn't... Oh, wait. You're not from Norton. Why do you care?
Well, I'm still worried a little bit about catching something
from
you. All
right, then stay away, little small child.
I'm
running
worried
to the
about
city.
The dying part. Because I didn't know what gnomes were, and now I know what gnomes are, but I know that I didn't know what gnomes are, but now I know I don't want to die.
I don't think we're going to die because of that. We're probably going to die because of the loose, terrible gods from Barovia, guys. So let's just keep moving on, go talk to this crazy lady, and die eventually, no matter what.
As
right?
you guys are talking, someone pushes their way into your group. It's halfling.
Oh.
Someone. They're wearing these very like formal robes, and they're handing out flyers, and they hand one, or try to hand at least one to all of you.
Sure, I'll take it.
Learn the truth. Learn the truth. Learn
the truth. I smack it. He's trying to shove it out of me. I just smack it away. Get away from me.
And they're just like milling through the crowd. They're not really even paying you guys specifically much attention.
If he didn't pay attention to me brushing him off, I catch one in the air, I crumple it up, and I throw it at the back of his head.
Learn the truth. Learn the truth. Learn the truth.
He doesn't even notice.
They're just all these pieces of paper flying at him.
We all die of a million paper cuts. So.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to read mine.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
It says they're all the same. Okay. It says, there are no dragons in Bear Toggle. That's like the big headline at the top of this little pamphlet.
Well, I'm in Bear Toggle.
Hey, shoot. Yeah. Jeez.
And then underneath, dragons are long extinct in Six Rivers, as mythical as unicorns or sheep.
I know, unicorns.
Oh my god.
To learn more about how to stop this spread of information, pay a visit to the Grand Tabernacle of Bahamut, located in the Temple District. And then in little letters, almost as like an afterthought, to the left of the House of Zolbardia.
Oh, I don't see it, though, because I threw mine away.
You guys, I've heard of Bahamut before, but I don't know the Zolbardia.
You know Tivoli and you don't know Zolbardia.
I've heard of Tivoli. I've never been to Tivoli.
Yeah, Zolbardia, or maybe Tivoli. It's the best city in Six Rivers. And Zolbardia, you know?
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
How could you know about Tivoli and you don't know about Zolbardia? And he crosses his arms and just looks at Gwen.
Wait, like, is this Shimi talking or is it the guy with the...
Shimi. No, that guy's gone.
Okay.
Gwen's looking at him like, how much is Will paying you to say that?
Nothing yet.
Yeah, how much are you paying me?
I haven't paid you anything yet.
Oh, yet. It's promising, isn't it?
I'll double whatever he's paying you.
Oh, I'll triple whatever she's paying you.
All right, go on.
Just kidding,
He looks back and forth at both of you.
Go, be her servant. Go ahead.
Tivoli's great, or is it? Everybody should know about Zolbardia, who doesn't exist. Just looking back and forth at each of you.
Oh, no.
Wow, he plays his audience well.
Stop the spread of information. Visit Grand what of Bahamut?
The Grand Tabernacle of Bahamut.
Okay.
And Rafina, you've heard of the Grand Tabernacle of Bahamut. You've never heard of the House of Zolbardia.
Right, okay.
And the Temple
District. Wait, hasn't... Oh, I see. But I've heard of Zolbardia because Will's talked about Zolbardia, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, guys. We probably should go to this tabernacle at some point because they're saying that unicorns are mythical. I kind of know that that's false, and maybe they need to know that as well.
Well, and sheep. I mean, I even know what a sheep is. That's a real thing. I've eaten them before.
What's a sheep?
Shimi, just agree with everything I say, remember?
He's eaten one before.
And yeah, there was foghorn, bloodhorn, leghorn. Back in Barovia, wasn't that sort of a sheep?
I think that was a goat.
I know. What was it? Was it a goat? Okay.
Oh,
it was
no,
a chicken.
Not a goat.
I think it was a sheep.
So do I.
Yeah. And he ate it.
Yes, I did. I ate foghorn leghorn.
That's
the legends
what happened.
Will go down.
Bloodhorn leghorn.
Oh, bloodhorn leghorn. Yes. Sorry.
What's foghorn leghorn?
Who knows what foghorn? What an idiot.
I don't know what.
Well, we buy a sheep and name it Foghorn Leghorn. It'll be the best farm.
And
ever.
A goat and name it Bloodhorn Leghorn.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay. Guys, we're going to have a fucking sheep and a goat.
I can legally have lots of animals. I know, Eric's afraid. I have so many chickens so right afraid. Now.
There's holy lots crap. Of things you can legally have.
It's true. Okay, so we got these flyers, and then you said we should go see the Tabernacle Choir.
We gotta go to the Tabernacle because they're saying unicorns are mythical and don't exist.
Yeah,
they do, and I have proof.
Yeah,
I want to clear this all with my new friend.
Plus, we've all seen a dragon.
That's right, too. We literally wait. Yeah, we saw
many times.
It. Yeah,
yeah.
Why are they claiming there's no dragons? It okay. seems like
maybe
a weird...
they're just claiming they're not here yet.
Yeah,
like, they said there are no dragons here, but that may, maybe that's true.
Long
but...
extinct.
Why is a church
said.
Handing out flyers long about extinct. A dragon not being real?
Maybe it's a churches. Distraction. I know. It seems like a weird.
I'm more concerned about the unicorns.
Who's this Bahamut thing?
I was just about to ask.
A Bahamut church in Morrow's Inlet.
It's a dragon.
Yeah. So why would the dragon church say there's no dragon?
Why would they say that unicorns are mythical?
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, Bahamut is on the front of my shield.
Yeah, like, is that Bathwax? That's like where I know it from, right? Okay,
uh-huh.
Okay.
I was trying to remember if it was one of my gods. I remember it.
No, no.
You've got 40, so it's hard to keep track.
I do keep track.
Most recently, the rainbow trout.
Yes, exactly.
So, and this is like a famous god, right? I'm just trying to determine whether Will, because he
comes up a lot
Bahamut,
in D&D.
Yeah,
it's not
okay.
an obscure one. It's one of the okay. big ones.
So the Grand Tabernacle of Bahamut. Yeah, like that. But you know what? Like, we're in this town, Gwen. The last thing I want to do is go sit in a church somewhere. I want to go somewhere fun or do something fun. Maybe
yeah, he wants to eat a sheep.
I want to eat so many sheep.
I'm not saying we need to go now. I'm definitely not in the mood for fun right now. But I think it's definitely something we should take a look at because unicorns are not mythical.
Well, can we please talk to my friend?
Yes. I want to talk to you, Wormhole, because yes. Wormhole's here.
Yes, yes. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Before she goes somewhere else.
You turn around and take like the 10 steps back over to her or whatever.
She was listening to the whole conversation. She long since left. She's like, oh God, these people are terrible.
She's like, guys, I can hear you talking. I'm just, you're a little crazy. I'm going to
give you
over here.
Gives you a wide berth.
Everybody meet Auntie, but I don't know her name. What's your name, lady? Auntie.
I don't know if we should talk about it here.
What
you don't know if
what
you should
do
talk
you know?
About your name here?
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Annie Parr.
What's your name?
Annie Parr.
What's your name?
Andy Parr.
She's like looking at all
who
of
she's
you.
Looking at.
All
okay,
like dart her gaze is darting over everybody.
I'm Andy, that's Randy, and that's Dandy Parr. We're the Parr siblings.
Yeah, actually, my name is Gwen.
But she goes by Dandy Parr. Please don't offend her.
I'm Bloodhorn Leghorn, and I'm a sheep. No.
Okay. Okay. And she starts to back away.
Oh,
we have a group name, guys.
The Parr family?
We're the Dandy Parrs.
All right. She's afraid. Eric's indicating she's that afraid. She's afraid now.
Yes. No,
she's
no, no.
She's suspicious. You guys are being very sus.
Yeah. I know. We're being so sus. I'm sorry, my friend, that we're all just a little slap happy. We've had a long couple of days. Okay, let's go somewhere where we can talk.
A long trip down the stairs.
Yeah, a long couple of days down the stairs.
It's been a long, the past 10 minutes.
Yes.
Do you know what happened to it?
We want you to tell us what you know.
Yeah, we're here to fix it.
Oh, no.
Is there some place we can talk that you're more comfortable talking?
Yes, not here. There's too many eyes, too many ears, too many noses.
Where can we go then?
Well, it's got to be somewhere. But we can't. I know.
She's like, her eyes widen, and she gestures to you all to come as close as you will. She just gestures you in.
I point Shimi at the group like he has to listen, and I stand back.
He scurries right in there. Okay. Wait,
Will, so that she doesn't have to say anything out loud, can you talk to her?
Oh, yeah, sure. You want? Okay, don't be afraid, but, and then I'll send her a message that's like, where do you want to meet? You can say, you can reply in your head. Oh.
No, they listen there.
What?
They listen there. You can't talk like that. Don't ever talk like that.
Are you kidding me?
Don't talk like that. They know. It knows.
I'm going to speak in my head just to the universe and be like, hey, fuck you for listening. I just send it to like that. Like, that's the feeling. You know, like, usually
the universe.
I'm speaking to whoever's listening. Hey, fuck you. I literally look up like this is like a Jesus pose. Like, I'm holding my hands up. My eyes are turning.
Well, it takes 8 minutes for light to travel from the sun to Earth. So we'll see if you get a response. Yeah.
Recipient is not in your address book.
Are any of you from here? From Bear Toggle?
No.
I know it.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's not from here, though, but she knows some things about it.
And she looks you directly in the eye, Rafina, and she says, I've got a bro who gives me leads on safe places to meet.
Okay, I gotcha. I read you loud and clear.
Okay, good.
See you there.
9:30 later. Tonight.
9:30.
Got okay, it. I'm off to go. And she shouts just loud and like is looking away from you. And then she runs away.
And you guys, we're not actually going to follow her, right? Because I don't want to do that
we're
anymore.
We're not following her. We're going to go meet her at 9:30 at the special place.
Oh, man. But
I don't know the special. Do you know the special place?
I do.
Oh.
Everybody give me a perception check.
Oh.
Except me.
Scared. And it's not
you got a seven. I'm sorry.
Dang.
17 for Gwen, nice. 18 for Bathwack, 15 for Rafina, and 7 for Will. But I rolled it, so it kind of doesn't count.
Oh,
but too bad. Sorry.
Too bad for me.
So yeah, as this woman, who you actually didn't learn her name, dashes off into the crowd.
Right.
Everybody but Will. If you feel like she sort of like flickers for a second.
Oh no.
Like in and out of existence almost. It's like she disappears for a second and pops back up. When she pops back up, she was wearing this sort of like white tunic-y type of thing, garment, and the back of it, when she pops back into existence, it looks like it has a familiar looking waterfall design on the back of her shirt. And then she ducks around a corner and it's gone.
Did everyone see that?
Yeah.
See what?
I don't know. What?
Not everybody saw it.
Yeah, I saw that. Because that wasn't there before.
What are we talking about? Will turns around.
Yeah, everybody, what are we talking about?
She flickered.
Oh, what? What? What does that mean?
And I think I recognize that thing on her shirt.
Yeah, it looks like this. I'll hold out
the chain. That's right.
Athlok, do you know her?
I don't think so.
So, is the waterfall, like, is that from your clan?
No, I think it's, I think it has to do with Eldath. Right, Rafina?
I forget. Does it?
That's totally in character.
Yeah. And also true.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Eldath because Dew talked about that too, so I think I would have even known, right? I mean, yeah.
I know. I remember Dew had the same, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing on that pot that I got from the... Mm.
Yeah.
That really hairy dude. Or creature.
Mm. Oh, he was adorable.
It's This is weird, though, guys.
Well, you know what they say? You don't go chasing waterfalls.
Sorry. I agree.
That's it. Time to go back to our hotel room. You got to get out of here.
You guys just ruined the whole plot of my whole game.
Oh my god.
These deities, T, L, and C, told me.
Yep.
Not to chase waterfalls.
Yep. You learn that Gully's End is famous for its chili.
Nice.
The Grand Arbiters lost their left eye.
Ooh.
I don't got anything else.
I don't got anything else.
Sorry, T-Boz. That's too... Yeah. I can't do it. Sorry, T-Boz.
That's an invention Rafina made for her twig tea. Boz. Okay. It's balls, but it's... T-Boz. She got to say it T-Boz. T-Boz. It sounds less gross.
But it's testicles. Sheep testicles.
It's sheep testicles filled with herbal tea.
Which don't exist.
Yeah.
That's that
from the very Bureau Badger.
What, yeah, ew,
yeah. Oh my gosh.
Those are big.
Meet him, apparently.
So where are we meeting? Where are we meeting her? Where are we meeting this lady? Are we gonna go meet her?
I will tell you later. I think that there are eyes and ears and noses are round or something. So
she said those words weirdly, though. I think I picked something up.
What? No,
there certainly are some uncomfortable people around here.
Yes. Yes.
What do you mean?
I'm always around you guys. Welcome to being around me. It's called being around.
How did she say the words? I don't know what you mean.
She was like, I got a bro who gives me the ads on Safe Place to Meet. You didn't hear that?
Yeah, but I don't know what it means. It sounds like we need to know Bear Toggle.
I think everyone wants us to shush.
All right.
Jimmy.
We don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just follow Rafina. She seems to know where we're going.
But not till 9:30. We've got 100 hours. What time is it?
It's like early afternoon.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Whoever you are.
Jimmy.
Annie. No, Annie.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far away is Tinkertown?
So it's just, it's just on the other side of the river there.
I see. So like 10, 15, 20 miles away.
Not really the river. Not really the river. But whatever. The river is not there anymore because of the stupid dam.
Hmm.
I mean,
gosh, you
damn
sound like
it about
else
something else. But it's over that way.
Does the crowd like look at her when she yells stupid damn?
As much as you would imagine a crowd looking at someone swearing loudly or whatever, just yelling loudly in the middle of a crowd.
Okay.
You don't hear like outrage gasps.
Yeah, it's like I wondered if it was like something that people just don't say because it's what Rafina says.
Mm,
you know,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Like taboo. But
yeah.
But I guess not.
Well, we're in the Rafina land, so everyone's yelling the same thing too.
I think he was referring to the murderer Rafina, who seemed to be specifically outraged by the dam. Mm.
Right, right. Of course,
from the stories you heard,
murder.
Like maybe the Bear Toggle police just take in everyone who yells "stupid damn."
All right. Well, what should we do?
Anyone want to go to the haberdasher? Or somewhere else?
Seriously, how far away is Tinkertown?
It's not far. It'll take us like five minutes to walk there. Let's go.
Is that right? Is that actually accurate? All right, well, let's find out.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm not there.
Well, 5 minutes. Count me
in. It's a Rafina 5 minutes, though.
That could mean 2 seconds or 2 hours.
It means you'll get there in 5 minutes after 3 days.
I sure wish that I had some of those bullfrog shoes. So I could get there super fast, but those are a luxury I cannot afford.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all this other stupid shit happened and I forgot to give you something. Here are these disgusting shoes that I thought you would like, Rafina.
What?
How do you not own them already? I mean, he said they were just invented not so long ago, but still.
Yeah, they don't actually look familiar to you, Rafina.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but she probably saw them on the way in.
Oh, okay, if she saw them on the way in, I'm just trying to make... It's tough telling people what they remember or don't remember.
Exactly. Well, and with all the, you know, like false memory situation, yeah,
it's not necessarily up to you what you remember in certain situations.
Exactly. But she could have seen them. She could have seen the sign.
That is true.
Anyway, here are shoes that I got for you. I don't know if you saw the sign or not, but they're disgusting. You put your mouth on this hole and they're made of bullfrogs, but they make the bullfrog sound. And I even tested them out.
Will, I feel like you've just proposed marriage to me.
No!
Before you finish talking, I'm already blowing them up.
Yay! He says it only takes two breaths, so be careful. I don't know if they'll pop.
And I, like, squeeze it so I can release some of the air. And I'm done.
Listeners, Rafina was pointing at me that whole time. Abby was pointing at me that whole time, and I had to keep doing that until she told me she was done.
Lies.
Oh. Lies. Oh, I thought I was gonna die.
I ran out of ways to make fart sounds. I didn't know what else to do with my mouth.
Went through the whole repertoire.
Well, after Will gives the shoes to Rafina, Gwen's gonna go over to Will and just poke him and be like, "See, I knew you were a softie."
Gross. Those shoes are gross, and I only got them because they're disgusting, and now Rafina will be very unhappy, okay?
Okay, I have the shoes on, and I am jumping.
Okay.
How high do I go?
You go as high as you're used to jumping when you jump.
Aww.
But they croak, right?
Boring.
Yeah, that's true. Good. Every time you hit the ground.
Guys, look how high I'm going!
Oh my god, Rafina!
I'm so good! Look, it's so high!
You really are. Let's really go. Jumping high.
Where are you going, Rafina?
Toward Tinkertown.
She's jumping toward Tinkertown.
Well, as she starts to go, Rafina, you're going faster than you're used to going.
Oh.
Bathwack, you're having trouble keeping up. Because right now you, in terms of D&D terms, you have a speed of 30 feet right now, Rafina, as opposed to your typical 25.
Nice. Whoa. Come on, guys. Ooh. Let's go. Why are you so slow? Let's go. Whee!
They're also filled with cocaine. It's absorbing into your veins.
Oh, no!
Directly Gwen's into right your Achilles tendon. Yes. Oh my god, what a terrifying thought. Rafina on cocaine.
Amazing.
Told you not to eat those herbs.
Yeah, really.
Alright, so yeah, you start heading off through the streets of Bear Toggle. Rafina, you know the general direction, and mostly, like, now you're starting to get into the thick of things and away from the stupid damn! you start to get into streets and roads and things that seem familiar. Hmm. Like, this is like Bear Toggle as you remember it.
Am I recognizing any people?
Potentially. Are you looking for anybody in particular?
No, but I just am, you know, I'm sort of trying to see if I remember, if I, you know, see any of my neighbors or if like everybody seems completely different.
I mean, it's tough. Like, even in the Bear Toggle that you grew up in, it's a big, big city. Like, it's not like every corner you turn, you know, as much as Rafina would like to pretend that that was the case. you know, you don't always see a familiar face around every corner.
It's no Norton.
No,
nope.
One house, and it's made out of fish.
With one bed,
made out of fish guts.
I mean, you know, if you decided to go to like a place that you knew you would maybe find somebody, like if someone owned a business or you knew where someone lived, you could try to do that. But the streets overall, like at least right now, you don't happen to randomly catch sight of someone you see as familiar.
Okay.
Mostly like the type of people seem similar in terms of who you would expect, the way they're dressed and sort of the demographics of the people. I would say the only exception would be you do see scattered about some Ibish, which before returning from Barovia to Six Rivers you had never met before. So I would say that would be the notable difference in terms of overall the people that you're seeing. Otherwise, okay. It seems pretty familiar.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess it sounds like you guys are heading towards Tinkertown because Bathwack wants to go to Tinkertown.
I guess so.
And on the way, Gwen would be like very like just heightened, just looking around, not only looking for, you know, still looking for guards and stuff like that, but just looking around at people. Mm-hmm.
And I will say, just in general, the way that this that things are built, will you feel like it's a little cramped in terms of just like the way things are spaced out, the size of things a little bit, just slightly. It's not like you'd have to like crawl through a door or something like that, but it's like a little, things are a little smaller than you're used to and more so for you, Gwen.
In a tiny town.
Bathwack, you feel that way? But anybody who would look at you, that you fit in just fine. Things are just the perfect size for you. But just based on the way you've lived almost your entire life, these things seem small. So yeah, you're heading over towards towards Tinkertown. And after a little while, you do come to the Bear Toggle River, which, Rafina, it is pathetically small. It's like a little, to you, it's just like a little trickle running through. Mm-hmm. The rest of you, it's like a sizable river that would run through a city. It's, you know, there's like bridges that cross it and you take like a, you know, less than a minute to walk from one side to the other. But it's not like something you could hop over. But that's what it feels like to you, Rafina. It feels like you could stand on both sides of the river at once.
Ugh, this is pathetic.
Why? Oh, yeah, because it's small. I guess.
I used to raft across this and it would take maybe not hours, but it sure felt like hours.
Days?
Took five minutes.
After wandering for days. Yes. That's the way it worked. All right. I put my toe into the water just at the, am I able to like just get down to the bank quickly?
You'd have, there's sort of like this channel that's been constructed, like this stone or whatever. There's ways to get down there if you would want to like take little, there's little staircases occasionally that go down there, but the paths themselves are sort of raised up above the water. This is also obviously different to you.
Right. Oh, this is so bizarre. I go down down one of the staircases. Hang on, guys. I just need to talk to my river here and put my toe in.
Did the river used to be like much wider and deeper? What happened to all these buildings then?
It was much wider. It was never very deep. But it was very wide. And yeah, everything just fit better.
So yeah, as you know, the area where the river would have been, there is, you know, stuff built up to the edge, basically, of where this existing one is. So that little strip, basically, is not familiar to you. Once you hit that area, it's very disconcerting where you would have expected the river to be. Yeah, you get down and do you take your new shoes off or do you just dip them straight into the...
No, I take the shoes off and take one off and I put my toe in. And I say, Rainbow Trout, I hope you can sense my toe. Rainbow Trout, we're trying.
You've never tried to communicate with the Rainbow Trout through the river, especially not when you were living in Bear Toggle because you didn't know about the Rainbow Trout. But, that's, you know, right. You always felt like you were kind of connected with everything in the river, and you're trying to send your Rafina-ness upriver towards the Rainbow Trout. And you just look that way, and there's just bam, this huge...
Stupid dam.
1,100-foot just blockage. And you feel like you feel it, like you're... Your aura just smashes right into it and just crumpled into little bits.
And my aura turns into a jackhammer and drill through it.
And we all
You all
drowned.
Hear a creaking, cracking sound.
The end. Yeah.
Now I wish we were. I was running a choose your own adventure D&D game, and that would totally be one of the endings.
One of the endings. All of our just horrified faces as the giant wave comes crashing down.
Well, Rufina's happy. Yeah, you guys are all terrified and shrieking, and Rufina's just grinning.
Oh my god, that's so great!
Thanks for the show.
She was a serial killer the whole time. The most successful serial killer of all time. Killed thousands of people in one go. Oh my god. Oh, that jackhammer, man. Woo! I feel your jackhammer! Stop it! We're all down here, Rufina!
Oops, sorry. Alright. I go back up.
Okay.
Dejected. For 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Now Will wishes he bought shoes so he could put them on and make her laugh.
I'm better now.
But they're disgusting.
What's wrong, Rufina?
They've blocked up my river. Look at that. I'm trying not to yell. I don't know how many people are around.
Would a sticky brick help?
It would clog me up nicely.
Here, have a sticky brick.
Thank you.
Apparently that's a good thing.
Yes,
it is. I need to stop up my emotions.
Aww.
Are you sticking the sticky brick in your eye?
Just a little piece in each duct.
One in each tear duct.
I mean, I have something for that, too. The nose puffies weren't the only thing I have for orifices.
Crispy in each corner.
We have a new name for your next candy store, the Orifice Candy Shop. Orifice Confectionaries.
The Orifice Oracle.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like a huge obstacle right in the way. I can't connect to the water like I used to.
Like a dam?
Listen, Shmee-mee.
Sorry, I said the D word.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, someone of your age should not be swearing.
Oh, really? Shmee-mee.
All right. Sorry, ma'am. Sorry, mum.
Oh, I'm not a ma'am or a mum.
What are you? A mim?
I'm a young dragonborn with beautiful golden hair.
Just don't call her princess. Ixnay on the incest prey.
Oh, interesting. Princess pig Latin is weird.
Yeah.
Incest prey.
Incest prey.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Let's not do that.
So
anymore.
Why are we going to Tinkertown?
Because Bathwax said so. I don't know. I just want to go somewhere. This place seems cool.
It has all sorts of merchants and craftsmen and tinkers.
It's got some shady ones too.
Yeah, I don't know. Shady, really? Mm-hmm. Maybe in this new version.
Why do you know they're shady? Have you been to Baratoggle, Gwen?
Well, I mean, there is that shady herb dealer back there.
Who's the shady herb dealer? I missed this because I was buying some disgusting frog sacks, socks, shoes.
Yeah,
frog sack, shock shoes.
You were buying frog sack. Yeah, I mean, just watch who you buy from around here.
I mean, that's me all the time, but like there seems to be a specific reason that you're talking about somebody selling something. So who is it so I know not to buy from that person?
Oh, well, this specific person will not be here anymore. Don't worry.
Did you kill them?
Bathwack and I took care of it.
Bathwack
killed somebody.
I apparently didn't sell me saffron or cloves or whatever it was that he supposedly sold me.
Painted sage.
Sage.
Saffron.
So he didn't sell you sage, so what? Is he racist? Like he wouldn't sell to you? Or what happened?
What happened?
I don't know. Gwen said that he didn't give me sage, even though he told me he gave me sage. And then he ran away.
Yeah, he ran away, told him not to come back. He's not going to come back here, so we don't have to worry about that one. But just, you got to watch out who you're buying from around here. Right?
Rafina, where did you take us? Some kind of place where there are thieves and untrustworthy people around every corner. I'm sold! Let's go!
Just like Tivoli.
Hey, I never said that. I just am excited.
This is almost better than Tivoli.
Don't you dare!
Let's go to Tinkertown!
Oh, we're going to Tinkertown. Bathwack, what are we checking out in Tinkertown?
Well, I thought we'd find somebody who knows something about, I don't know, well, looking for someone kind of like Blinsky.
Oh,
smart. For Captain Clockface, who I forgot about. Just kidding. I didn't actually forget. I know he's dead.
I have two damaged clockwork men in my backpack. And it'd be nice if at least one of them could walk on their own again.
Not the Ricardo one.
I don't know. That could be interesting, too.
Why don't we get the two of them, like, merged into one? Wouldn't that be interesting?
A super clock face guy.
Oh,
super
yeah.
Super captain.
With four arms and four legs. Yeah. And two heads.
Like Voltron.
We could call him Big Ben.
The ultimate clock man. Wow. Well, I'm guessing that would... I mean, if you assume that this... creature has sentience, though it might not be the best idea to perform surgery on him without his consent. But I don't know. I still think he's a suitcase. So what do you think? Should we add some arms on? Okay, let's find a
Blinsky
number two.
What are you arguing for? Bring him back or bring him back?
I don't even know.
I think let's leave the arm question to the experts.
Yes.
Yeah, if he needs extra arms. We'll find somebody who will do it.
Is there a place like that in Tinkertown, Rafina?
Well, I don't know. Everything is weird and wrong. In the old Tinkertown, there were all kinds of toy shops. Nothing as special as Blinsky, though. I love Blinsky. But maybe that's just because I'm used to our Tinkertown shops. But
are there any salons anywhere?
I'm sorry?
Are there any salons?
Salons? Not so much in Tinkertown, but certainly there are salons.
There is.
Yeah.
I need that too.
We can go to in the, what was it called? The Highland?
High ground.
There's a wonderful place called Follicle Miracle.
Yes.
That we should all go and get a trim at.
Oh my god, we're all gonna get haircuts together. This is a group.
That's what you do when you have hair. Because, like, I've heard talk about, like, things like split ends, and I don't want those, because aren't they bad?
Yeah, they're
split
not
split ends
good.
Are bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you've only had that hair for, like, an hour now, so you probably don't have split ends yet. But
okay.
It's good to do the preventative stuff.
Yeah, and they'll probably sell us some products that we can use when we're back in the fucking goddamn woods in the mud with no products and no combs or anything. We'll buy them all when we go there.
You definitely could use some product. You got a little like white stuff on your shoulders. There.
Oh, I look. Do I actually?
Snow? There's more
it's snowing.
Oh, no.
Bethpack looks around in the air.
I instinctively brush my shoulder off.
You don't see any white stuff. You do see there's a small glob of cheese, though. You don't know how it got there.
That's not white. That's orange. What is that? Someone get it.
It's cheese, Will.
I pressed it. Oh, God.
Lick it
it's
off.
Even worse than I thought. I pressed
it. Just lick it off.
Get away from me, Shibi. Stop trying to lick me.
I wouldn't lick your suit. You lick it.
No! I already prestidigitated it. It's gone. It never happened. Nobody ever tell this story to anybody.
The cheese dandruff story, you mean?
Yes. I don't have cheese.
Those are
dandruff.
All capital words now. The cheese dandruff story.
Oh my gosh.
So, Rafina, you talk about old Bear Toggle. Is this all different to you? Is everything messed up?
The stuff nearest the river is all weird, because the river used to be there. So unless these were underneath the river and I just couldn't see them, then they were never there when I was here. Oh. And it was a very shallow river, so I don't think they were just hiding under the river. We could check for wet basements, but I don't think that's the case.
And how long was it since you've been here?
Oh my goodness, not even like a month? Is that fair?
Maybe, yeah. At most, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Hasn't even been a whole season.
Well, because that hotel's like 30 to 40 years old. I'm confused.
Yeah.
Me too. That's why I want to clear that up with maybe the Desert Mothers, but our friend Lady Auntie over there, that whose name we didn't get before she ran away. She says that the Desert Mothers aren't good anymore. But then she also said they were. She was having one of those flip-flop moments. So, yeah.
Where are they?
I feel her.
Where do we find them or avoid them?
The Desert Mothers?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I'd like to find out. I was asking at the lake yesterday where they are, and they said, I think they said high ground. No. What did they say? Do you remember, DM, what you told me?
No, that's why I'm asking you right now.
I thought you told me
where the Desert Mothers are.
Yeah,
did you guys actually decide? I think you. I know that.
I had written in my notes, and I think this came from you, not me, because the phrase does not look familiar. Where is it? Here, the Old Bear Center of Town. I wrote that phrase down, and I don't know what that means. So I think you said that.
I did say that. Yeah, I remember that now.
So where is that?
Well, now that I have a map, I can tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
The Old Bear Center of Town. It's somewhere between, see the Green Grove and see the High Ground. It's sort of getting close to where these farmlands are. It's like this empty space. Yeah, around there.
Okay.
Neat.
I'll put a picture of a bear there soon.
And so the village has sort of spilled, the expansion of Old Bear has gone into the market, into the high ground.
Got it. All right, so I guess we got to look for somewhere that we could fix your robot thing. Mm-hmm. And then later we're going to go somewhere where this person's bro will tell us where to go, I guess.
Yes, and maybe we'll get our hair done.
Yes.
And all sorts of stuff. The world is our oyster.
All right. Well,
bro toggle.
Bro toggle.
All right. Let's come up with an agenda. Here we go.
Here is the DM trying to find out what to write for next week.
And so let's come up with the agenda, and we will find out what's on the agenda next time on Pork Fried Dice. That's what I'm doing. Weird. Now, all of you need to come up with your agenda.
Wait, but the agenda, you need to know it before next week?
No, just think of what you want to check out.
Oh, shit, you're just going to make it all up. Oh, shit. He's a DM professional. He's been doing this for 4 years and still has a panic attack when he's about to do the show. Yeah, we are professional people that know what we're doing, but we have anxiety disorder, so we never know what we're doing.
And Abby still cannot roll a D4, except that now she has a button on the computer. That seems like cheating, but I really like it. Booby-dooby-dooby, wicka-wicka-wah!
It isn't cheating because it's part of the game. The game we're playing, it's called the game. It's Dungeons and Dragons, and sometimes there are apps that can help you do things when you can't remember rules, like all of us can't, and that's so lucky that we have things online, because otherwise we'd have to spend half the show looking it up in a real book. What kind of bullshit is that? This is the techno age. Somebody else jump in! Alex!
All right, we have to call this episode 9 Mile.
Can you imagine that's me rapping, everyone. That's my best.
Yeah, you're freestyling.
That's awesome. Real rap. That's genuine rap right there.
Have you seen, what it reminds me of is there's these TikTok videos now of this guy, and I don't, know if he's really a teacher, but like he says he's a kindergarten teacher or something like that and teaching the alphabet, but he does it to like rap tracks.
Oh my gosh. Oh, no, wow. I have not seen that. That sounds awesome though.
I have to find them and send it to you guys. Cause
I've
think
seen a
you guys...
couple of teachers on TikTok, like of young people. I wonder
teacher
if one
TikTok.
Of them is teacher TikTok.
Oh, this is not a young person. Oh. Which makes it that much funnier.
Oh my god, is he an old person?
Yes.
Oh, is he god. Dead?
Is he a corpse reanimated? Holy
it's
shit.
Prince, wait, it's Prince
Philip?
Philip, yes. It's Prince Philip.
It's Prince Philip? It reminds me of the hip-hop-opotamus.
Oh, they call me
that's
the hip-hop-opotamus.
My lyrics are bottomless.
Lyrics are bottomless.
I can't wait for us all to go to a salon. That's going to be my favorite part that has ever happened.
I made myself so happy with that one. Holy crap.
Amazing. Gwen has never been to a salon. I mean, there's never been a reason.
Get
right.
ready for the
she can
salon
sharpen her own nails.
Yeah. Ooh.
Sharpen.
Does she do it with her teeth or what?
No, with a file.
Oh, yeah, she's got okay. a file.
Well, I didn't know.
You get the file and you're like, dee, 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 dee.
Does she have a file on her person or does she have no file anymore because all of her possessions?
Probably was left in the apartment.
Yeah, they took everything, like even your extra underpants.
Even isn't her that, past.
Even yes. my past.
Took her past.
You assume she wears underpants?
I know. All right, fine. Then they took your extra socks. I hope you own more than one pair of socks. Oh, no. This is we're in character again. You don't wear socks?
Will wears three pairs of socks.
No. Yes.
Why so uptight?
I probably need to buy new socks. That's probably the Swirly Man never would have packed me socks. He would have been like,
does
one
Will
pair of
wear
socks.
Does he wear compression hose?
He doesn't need anything compression. He's already compressed enough.
He's got later hosen on.
Yeah. Probably.
It's the style in Tivoli.
Yeah, don't make fun of me.
I don't remember that, but I remember that, but I don't remember that, but I do.
That'd be so funny. It's like you have been like in this basically like classically just like typical like business attire essentially.
I don't have it as like a modern business
no.
attire.
Yeah,
it's like,
but like
Victorian.
It'd be funny if you had thrown in like a little piece that to Will was just completely normal and appropriate yeah. and correct, but it's like some weird like lederhosen or something like that. You know what I mean? Like
I still could. I gotta think of something. This is the traditional Tivoli thong. Stop making fun of me.
Like a garter belt or something.
Yeah. A wiener bikiner.
Oh my god. Woo! I mean, we probably all have some kind of unique clothing that's from our land. I mean, like Rafina's got her sock boob things. Or maybe that's just Rafina's thing. Like maybe
you'll never know.
I will say that is a line that I'm trying to be careful to tread between yeah. like what is Rafina's
uniquely
culture
Rafina.
And what is Rafina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll just have to find out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited.
What
this is very
is
exciting.
Rafina?
Yeah, I know. We're gonna be here for the next five yeah. real life years and we still won't be done. We'll be like, there's so many aspects to this, it's gonna be. I mean, we
you all finally walk out and you all look just like Rafina. Guys, we have to go to the salon and the haberdashery.
Oh my god.
Like, you mentioning the salon and taking everybody there made me think of Schitt's Creek,
where she gets
Jocelyn takes
hair,
her to
yep.
the haircutter or whatever,
so,
the hairdresser.
So the same so one.
Oh my god.
We all come out with the three pigtails or uh-huh. two pigtails or how many pigtails stuck up.
I was
guy.
Thinking more to Wong Fu.
You know?
Oh, I've never
god.
Actually seen that.
Oh,
I need to
so
see that.
Good.
I know. I really do.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to put that on the list, man.
What's
it's such
Wong
a fantastic
Fu?
Thanks for everything. It's with Patrick Swayze and that guy.
Ghost?
Wesley Snipes.
Blade. But that other guy. The
John Leguizamo?
Yes. I can never
Super
remember
Mario Brothers?
His name. Yes, it's Super Mario Brothers. That's what we're talking about. It's
okay.
Totes.
Eric's.
Bob Hoskins? No.
Yes.
Is it Bob Hoskins?
In Super
right
Mario
guy?
Brothers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Is it Don Henley?
And it's called Tu Wong Fu?
Oh my god.
Dennis.
Julie Newmar.
Dennis Hopper.
What are you doing?
He plays Bowser.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I have never seen that movie. Though. I've never seen the Super Mario Brothers movie.
You should.
I have.
I have not.
You probably own it. It's bad, probably hanging right?
Like
on
it's
your
supposed
wall.
To be
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
I have a VHS.
I don't think it's supposed to be bad, but it's bad.
Do you have the capability of even watching a VHS, though? Like, do you have a VCR?
I do. In my shed, I have a TV VCR combo out there.
Wow, nice. That's amazing. Because like, I wouldn't even be able to play something that was on.
Denise
VHS.
Goes to her shed to watch the Super Mario Brothers.
She just stands in a shed.
Stands. I love it.
Yeah, she doesn't sit down. Stands.
Is the TVI level or is it down?
No, down. You see what I'm doing? I'm standing and looking just down at a corner. She doesn't even look directly
at the
corner. TV. Yes, the TV's in the corner. She's standing like facing a wall, but she's looking down to the left at the TV. It's
she
really
stand
weird,
in the doorway of the shed with the door open?
Yes, Denise, no, accept it. You're scary like a horror movie.
There's a counter, and so it's sitting on the counter, and there's okay. two lawnmowers and a smoker and a snowblower. And
you sit on the lawnmower or the snowblower?
And sit on the snowblower.
I was so tempted when you gave me the shoes to say, oh, I should have told you, Will. I have two left feet.
Oh, my God.
You needed to get me two of the I just couldn't do it.
Well, that would have been amazing.
Something that you probably would have noticed in our previous time together.
I don't know. Will.
Did Bathwack eat corn? it's because I know Bathwack likes to go to the bathroom and I want to be able to describe it.
Yeah.
And corn is notable.
Corn is notable. Infamous.
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 I want to know what's going to be in his log of goat cheese.
Oh my God. I'm so glad we brought this full circle.
I got to describe
Excellent.
The polyps.
Wow.
Nice. Oh.
The datum is a polyp on bear toggle.
I'm gonna jackhammer that polyp.
God, I really love that idea when you said the choose your own adventure D&D game. That's yep. such a great. I mean, that's kind of like how we play this game anyway, because we're always like, yeah, we do this, but that's not really what happens. It's like it's always mm-hmm. like a Wayne's World ending or like a Clue, yep. like the movie Clue or something. We're like, yeah, this happens and this happens. No, that doesn't happen. What actually happens?
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.